Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is G. Wright coming to you live from the sunny city of Los Angeles, California. It's so good to be with you guys tonight. We're going to keep things going tonight. But before I get to my message tonight, I just wanted to share something about how great God is. We serve an awesome God. An awesome God, and tonight I would like to discuss with you guys about walking into your greatness. We call it walk into your greatness. You know, the thing about God is this. If you believe and you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, God will work in your life. God will move in your life. God will create, cause all things to become new in your life if you allow Him to. One of the things we've been discussing, I've been talking with you guys about, is the fact that we are on the verge, and I believe this, that we as the body of Christ are on the verge of some great breakthroughs, some great breakthroughs. And the thing about it is this. We're at a place of decision, whether we're deciding if we're going to go forward with the things that God has placed in our lives or in our hearts, or if we are going to allow situations and things to tell us no. I heard this quote today. And the quote was something like this: when people tell you no, tell them yes. Tell them who you are in Christ. And what happens is this: when you tell people yes, when they're telling you no, guess what? You're going by that yes, that thing that you believe in your heart. Nothing that they're telling you, but basically what you believe God has called you to do in your life. If you're ready for change tonight, this is the message for you. If you need a jolt, this is the message for you. You know, because God is definitely doing a new thing, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it, and believe Him. Have faith the size of a mustard seed, and watch God move in your life. At any time during this message, feel free to call in. The number is 646-595-4311. That number again is 646-595-4311. I'm going to go to this song by Karima Kibble. This is titled Dream. This is Mr. G. Wright, and I'll be right back.
You can dream anything.
My life of being a dreamer, it's just who I am. One day somebody told me, dreams only come true in fairy tales. Mama told me don't believe it, 'cause God hears your prayer. But most of all, He knows your heart, and this is what she said. Go ahead and dream, 'cause it doesn't cost a thing. Go ahead and dream, take your mind off everything. Go ahead and dream. You can dream of anything, no matter how small it seems. Big things happen when you dream. So glad I listened to my mama, or I wouldn't be where I am. 'Cause I'm living out my dream, singing, spreading love everywhere. So take it from a dreamer, not so hard to do. Just dream a little dream, and you'll find it will come true. Go ahead and dream, doesn't cost a thing. Go ahead and dream,
it. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Jesus, you're the one, never would have made it this far, this far. I'm so dedicated to you. So many times you have proven to me that you are a God of grace and mercy. I could truly say that there is no one like you. You've been right there by my side. What was wrong, you made it right. Savior, I owe you my life. The one that I worship. Oh, that's the inspiration. You, the air that I breathe, Lord. There's never been a time, never been a question. Who I'm dedicated to, to my affection. Now I can stand here and say that I've been perfect.
But you are the one who's given me purpose.
And I might have, but you never,
ever turned your back on me.
Love is unconditional.
Why you love me so I'll never know.
Jesus, you paid the debt that I owe. That I worship.
Oh,
Jesus, it's you. You're the air that I breathe, Lord. Oh, there is so much that I can give to you, my heart and my mind. It's all yours, it's all yours, Lord.
For there
is none like you in all the earth. None like you, no one like you.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. This is G Wright. Listen to Heart of Love Radio Show. That was Sonny R. Jesus, it's you. Hope you guys are enjoying yourselves tonight. Tonight's message is this one. Walk into your greatness. Now what happens is that we spend so much time thinking about how we're going to be great and not realizing that God has made us unique, that we're already great because we've been formed in the image of God. I'm not better than you. You're not better than I am. We can all make a difference. We can all make a change. So we all can give to our community. We can all make a difference in the lives of those around us. But as I think about the word greatness, first of all, let me back up to walk. When you think of the word walk, that means you're taking steps. You're putting one step in front of the other step. Whether it's tiny steps, whether it's large steps, when you're walking, you're taking steps to a particular location. So walk into your greatness. Greatness, when you think of the word greatness, you think of something that is magnificent. You think of something that's big, something that is like the bomb, as some people would say. So my word for you today is this one. Walk into your greatness. Walk into your greatness. And when I think about that, walking into your greatness, taking a step to being the best you can be. So my first point tonight is this. Be the best you can be. It is be the best you can be. Something happens when you allow yourself to be the best you can be. Things begin to change in life. Situation begins to change when you begin to be the best you can be. Now, I know that's a saying that people say all the time, be the best you can be, and we say, okay, that's just another cliche. But I would like to really encourage you tonight to really do the best, be the best you can be. And in being the best you can be, first of all, this is what I'm about to tell you. Don't limit God in your life. One of the things that happens is that you say, okay, God, I want to be the best I can be. But you know what? I don't believe I can do this. Now, how many of you know that it says in the Word of God that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen? Again, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So what happens is this. When you say, God, I don't believe you, and you say, God, I can't do this thing, you're limiting God in your life. Because guess what? Faith without works is dead. And if you don't have faith, you don't trust God, then what? You don't believe in God. If you're doubting, you're limiting God. It's like putting handcuffs on God. God is all almighty, magnificent, omniscient. He's everywhere. He's all powerful. He's all knowing. But when you don't walk in faith, you limit God in your life. So I'm encouraging you today, don't limit God in your life. Don't say, God, you know what? God, I believe that you will take care of me, but I don't believe that you'll give me the heart, my heart's desires. I don't believe that. Guess what? You're limiting God in your life. And you know how it is when you tell a child, you know, take a step, come to me. And the child doesn't want to come to you because the child is afraid. The child might be afraid of people looking at them. Your child might be afraid of walking. Your child might be afraid of what's going to come. But whatever it is, just imagine that you see a child, you're saying, come to me. And the child says, I love you, but I don't believe that I'm going to make it to you. I don't believe that I can really get to you. I don't really believe. It's hard for me to really believe that you really want to give me something that's good. Don't limit God in your life. Don't limit. Because what happens is this. If you would come to me, God might be saying to you today, if you would come to me, I will make you fishers of men. I will use you to bring people to me. If you come to me, I will open up the doors that need to be opened in your life. If you come to me, I will be able to speak to you and show you great and mighty things. But what happens is this. And when you limit God and you don't trust him and you don't walk in that faith, you'll go to him. Guess what? You're limiting God. God might say, come to point B. If you don't believe you can do that, and empty God. And what happens is this, in your being the best you can be, guess what? You've shortened the arms of God. God's not going to shove the blessings down your throat. God wants to bless you. He wants you to be the best you can be. So don't limit God in your life. And then don't accept mediocrity. Don't accept mediocrity. You know, one of the things that happens is this. We say, God, I believe you. God, I'm going to trust you. God, I'm going to believe everything that you're saying to me. And then we say, okay, I'm going to give God 50%. You know, what happens is this. Sometimes we go and we give a little bit. We say, okay, God, here you go. Then people ask us to do things like go and hang out with our friends or help host something. And we say, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to help host this thing. And then what happens is this. You said you're going to go and host this thing. Then what happens is that you give 100% for other things. But how come when it comes sometimes to doing things for God, we give him just a little bit? We don't really, really give him all the things we need to give him. We don't really truly trust him the way we're supposed to trust him. We don't truly give as much as we should give. Don't accept mediocrity. You know, I've come across children sometimes who want to better themselves. They want to go after their dreams. They want to do all these different things, but when it comes down to doing these things, they don't do it. When it comes down to they don't do it. They don't do it. And what happens is this. When you accept mediocrity, you limit the hand of God in your life. When you accept mediocrity as your best, you shortchange yourself, and you can't be the best you can be. So I encourage you today to not accept mediocrity. Trust in the Lord your God with all your heart, and lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Don't look at yourself. When you do mediocre things, look at yourself as mediocre. I want to encourage you that you can do anything. There's a song that Donna McClurkin has that goes, yes, I can. I can do anything if I try, just try. Yes, I can. You know, and there's the rest of the lyrics, so make sure you Google that up. Yes, I can. From Donnie McClurkin. And basically the song is basically saying, you can do anything if you try. God loves you. God is with you. You can do anything you put your mind to. So in being the best you can be, don't accept mediocrity. Mediocrity, when you accept mediocrity, you call yourself, you label yourself mediocre. In order to be the best, you have to give the best. And you have to believe that God has the best for you. And then also my last point underneath this one, be the best you can be. Don't allow other people to put you in a box. Don't allow other people to put you in a box. What happens is this. When you put people in a box, you know, you limit the blessings that God has in store for your life. Because guess what? When people tell you that you can't do it, when people tell you that you cannot make it, guess what happens? If you believe that stuff and you take that stuff in, then guess what? You allow that stuff to get to your heart. And you say, you know, I can't move beyond this spot, this box. Right now, I'm standing on a stage in L.A. in a vocal center. And I'm standing on a stage that looks like a box. Don't allow people to put you in a box and to tell you, you know what, you can't step out of that box. You can only do this thing. You can only draw. You can only write. I don't like the way you sing. You can only sing. I want you to know that I'm in a city where there's so many entertainers here, so many stars here who've gotten their breaks, and people have told them, guess what? You can't make it. I don't like your voice. I don't like your music. You're not doing a great job. I think someone else can do this. But guess what? When you say in your heart, you know, yes, I can do anything through Christ. I do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When you believe that thing and you accept that thing in your life and in your heart, you're going to see God do a breakthrough in your life. I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you today to be the best you can be. Don't allow people to put you in a box. While people are trying to box you, God's trying to tell you, guess what? All things are possible. When people are telling you you can't draw, God's trying to tell you, look, this is a gift for you. Believe you can do it. And one of the things that really will make a difference in your life, your personal life, is when you have to say, yes, I can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do what God has called me to do. And when you believe this and you know this to be true in your life, you're going to see God move in your life. But I'm telling you, don't allow people to put you in a box. Because when you allow people to put you in a box, you're saying, God, I believe in what they're saying more than I believe what you're saying. You say, God, I don't trust you to do this that you said you would do for me in my life. And that's what happens. That's what happens. That's what happens. I'm here to tell you today, trust in the Lord your God with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. In walking in your greatness, and as you walk in your greatness, I want to encourage you again to be the best you can be. You know, don't limit God in your life. Don't accept mediocrity, and then don't allow other people to put you in a box and tell you no. And when they do say no, say, I believe I can. There's a book that my mother had read the story to me time and time again, and I loved the story. The story was the little engine that could. And the little engine said, there are the other big engines. They're like, look at you. You can, what are you going to do? And basically just talking about, just basically this dog and this little train out. The train said, I think I can. And the more it said, I think I can, the more the wheels began to turn, I think I can. It began to build up momentum. I think I can. The next thing you know, that train was doing what other people said it couldn't do. Don't allow people to put you in a box. I'm standing here in an area where I can tell you this. I see pictures of people like Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, Marvin Gaye, Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, Aretha Franklin, Beyonce, Stevie Wonder, Gandhi, Martin Luther King, Winnie Nelson, Mandela. Seeing all these different artists, Quincy Jones, Celine Dion, all the Herbie Hancock, Chaka Khan, Nat King Cole Jr. I'm seeing James Brown, all these different pictures of people who believe that they could, and they did it. I want to encourage you to walk in your greatness. Be the best you can be. Thank you for tuning into the Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to take a little break, play some music, and I'll be back with my next few points. The number here again is 646-595-4311. This is Close to You by BBNCC1.
Just a couple. know why I'm in love with you.
Brother Willie Odom Sr., and you are listening to the Heart of Love radio show with your host, Minister G. Wright. Keep it locked in. The Heart of Love radio show.
He will never leave you. He will never leave you. You know what, this is G. Wright. Now I just have to give some props out to Mr. O, a.k.a. Mr. Willie Odom Sr. Thank you for that great radio drop. You guys are listening to Minister G. Wright coming to you live from L.A. Yes, I did say L.A. You know, I'm having a ball out here, you guys. I'm having a ball. And I just want to encourage you right now to walk into your greatness. That's what we're talking about right now. Walk into your greatness. You know, be the best you can be, but also be unique. It's crazy when you think about being the best that you can be, and you're trying to be like everyone else. You're trying to sound like everyone else. You're trying to talk like everyone else. It's okay to have someone that you look up to. It's okay to have someone that you can lean on and you say, you know what, I aspire to be like this person. I aspire to write like this person. I aspire to dance, act, and sing like a particular individual. But something happens when you will just be yourself. Just be who God has called you to be. Be unique. What's wrong with being unique? We live in such a time right now where everyone is trying to be like everyone else. People want to sing like everyone else. No one wants to be unique. Everyone wants to look like someone else. They want to sound like someone else. It's okay if I sound like Luther Vandross, but guess what? I'll never be Luther Vandross, and I'll be doing myself a disservice and doing God a disservice if I try to be like Luther Vandross. Now, if you know me, you know I love Luther Vandross. There's some things that I do like him because he's my mentor. He doesn't know it, but he's my inspiration. Stevie Wonder, my inspiration. Whitney Houston, my inspiration. Mariah Carey, my inspiration. BB and CeCe Winans, the entire Winans family. But before them, my mom and my own family, they're my biggest inspiration. But I'm telling you this, it's okay to be unique. You know, this experience in L.A. has been a mind-blowing experience that I'm just sharing with you guys. I want to be unique. I don't want to look like anyone else. I don't want to talk like anyone else. I don't want to even act like anyone else. I want to be G. Wright. I plan on just being G. Wright. Not what my friends tell me I am, but who does God say I am? It's okay to be unique. Walk into your greatness. You can never walk into your greatness if you're not willing to be the person that God's called you to be. It's okay to be different. It's okay to be different. You know what? What would happen if everything was the same? What would happen if everything was the same, if the only color you saw were gray brick walls? What would happen? What would happen in your life if everything was the same, if everything looked the same, if everyone talked the same, if everything was the same, how would life be? What would life be like? Could you imagine what life would be like if everything was the exact same? Can you imagine what it would look like? I can't even imagine what it would look like if everyone sounded the same, if everyone did the same runs, if every picture said the same thing. But it's okay to be different. I can sing, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Guess what? Someone else can come and they can sing the exact same thing. It's going to be different. Guess what? It's okay to be different. Because guess what? That's what makes G. Wright who he is, G. Wright. You know, also, it's okay to let your light shine. You know, I'm not going to even go with the example I was about to say, but I'm just going to let you guys know this. What happens if you're a bubbly person and the people around you are not as bubbly, they're not as energetic, they're not as happy about life as you are? What happens is this. Sometimes we say, you know what? I'm not going to smile that much. I'm not going to be happy enough because that might be a little bit too much for other people. And this reminds me of what I told a friend of mine. I told a friend of mine who happens to be Peruvian. She happens to be Peruvian. And I told her that she was too trusting of people where we live, in the area where we live. And I told her, I said, you know, you can't just leave your doors open. There's certain things that you got to take care of. But as far as being bubbly, you know, this person might not take you as being bubbly, but the biggest thing that I'm going to tell you, like I would tell her if I were to see her right now, is this. It's okay to be different. It's okay to let your light shine. It's okay to say, I believe in Jesus. Not everyone's going to believe as you believe, but it's okay to be different. It's okay to be unique. It's okay to be you. If you're a happy person, you love life, you love God, you love everything about life, the good times and the bad times. It's okay. But don't hide that your light under a bushel, but let your light shine. Let people see and experience God in you. It's okay to be different. It's okay to let your light shine. It's okay to be you. Wherever you are right now, I just want you to repeat these words with me. Repeat, I am going to be me. I am going to be me. Do things that you like to do. Someone else might not like to draw. Guess what? It's their problem. You like to draw. Someone else might not like to travel. Guess what? It's okay. You like to travel. Some people might not like to dance. But guess what? You dance. Some people might not like to write songs. Guess what? It's okay. You write songs. Some people might not like to smile 24/7. Guess what? It's okay. You smile 24/7. It's okay to be you because God created you wonderfully. You're wonderfully and fearfully made because there's no one else like you. No one else can do things just like you do. They can do things that are similar, but they can't be you. I can't be you. You can't be me. It's okay to be you. Walk into your greatness because it's okay to be unique. You listen to the Heart of Love radio show, and I'm going to be right back after this next song. So stay tuned. The number here is 646-595-4311. This next song I'm going to play for you guys is a song that I really, really like. And I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves so far. I hope you're encouraged today. I hope that you are dedicated to what? I hope you're dedicated to walking into your greatness. Walking into your greatness.
Man, I've been to a lot of beautiful churches. And they were filled with so many beautiful people. It was a pleasure to be there. But there's just this one church in Houston, Texas. I had to write a song about. Cause they love me. They would say, you can run, you can run, you can run. You can run, but there's no hiding place you can't deny. Don't try to fight, cause we love you, and there is nothing you could ever do about it. If you get off track, turn around and come right back, because we love you, and there is nothing you could ever do about. If you lose your way, you still got a place to stay. So touch somebody, find out that they understand. When you tell them what you've been through, who you are, what you had to do, believe it when you hear them say that the God we serve has made a way for you to lay your burden down. Rest and make a joyful sound, because we love you. There is nothing you could ever do, oh no, about. If you get off track, turn around and come right back, because we love you. And there is nothing you could ever do about. If you lose your way, you still got a place to stay. So hug somebody now, hold tight till you let it out. Somebody's gonna stand right here and wipe away every tear. And if you need a friend, don't you wait outside, you can come on in. But even if you take your time, don't rush, it'll be alright, because we love you, and there is nothing you could ever do about. If you get off track, turn around and come right back, because we
love you, and there is nothing you could ever do about it. If you lose your way, you still got a place to stay. So just love, no fear.
Follow me, let me get you straight.
Just love, no fear,
no fear.
Just love.
Yo, this is T-A-Z of A-T-A-Z-P Blog Talk Radio Show, giving a shout out to my little brother G. Wright of the Heart of Love Show on Blog Talk Radio. Believe it or not, G. Wright, this beat is for the new Be Blessed 70 gospel CD by me. G. Rizite, always keep the show hot and tizzy. And I'll talk to you later. All real time.
Hello, this is G. Wright. You're listening to, again, the Heart of Love Radio Show. The number here is 646-595-4311. 646-595-4311. You know what? Walk into your greatness. Be the best you can be. Be unique. Be ready. Be ready. The thing about being walking into your greatness is just you have to be ready. And another way you can say this point is to be flexible. You have to be flexible, you have to be ready. One of the things that happens is this. I got a call, and I got a call about doing some things this summer, and I came out to L.A. Now, what happened was that I changed my schedule and the different plans that I had planned, which would have helped me, as far as I'm concerned, to come and walk into my greatness. But guess what? This opportunity came, and let me tell you this. This has been the best opportunity I could ever, ever have asked for. It's an opportunity that is just so phenomenal. So when you walk into your greatness, and as you walk into your greatness, I need for you to understand that you have to be ready, because at any point in time, God can open up a door. At any time someone can ask you to sing, at any time someone can ask you to give a monologue, at any time someone can ask you to do something for them in the arts, to do something that you love to do, and something that you're striving to do. So you have to be ready. And part of being ready, when I think about being ready, I think about this. You have to be ready any time. You know what? I remember when I was in R&B, and my group that I was in, we were singing. We had to sing in front of nightclubs sometimes, just to get people to actually hear us sing. We had to go to some contests, sing contests or showcases, any kind of way we could put our gal foot in the door with the right people. It's all about being ready. Now, let's fast forward. You know, God opens up doors that no man can open and closes doors that no man can open. And he opens doors that no man can even touch. So whatever God does, he's going to do it. But it's about you being at the right place at the right time, doing what you're supposed to do. Be ready. As you walk into your greatness, be ready anytime. Anytime. Listen, if you're in the music industry and someone comes and they want you to do something or sing somewhere, guess what? You need to always have a song that you love to sing. You sing it on the spot. Be ready anytime. Be ready to dance anytime. Be ready to act anytime. Be ready to pick up the pencil and draw or write anytime. And then this, be ready to share. The thing about walking into your greatness is this. It doesn't mean that you're this great person. We're all great. God has created us all. You know, but as far as being ready to share, it's not about you. It's not just about you. As you give out, guess what? God pours back into you. And as God pours into you, you give out and you share with other people. The thing about being great is that you don't have a closed fist where you're keeping everything to yourself. This is mine. This is mine. This is mine. No, this is the Lord's. But if you will open up your fist and open up your hand, then God, guess what? God can bless you as you let go and you bless other people. So being ready to share, being willing, ready to talk about your life experiences, being ready to say, you know what, this is where I was a year ago. This is where I was 10 years ago before Christ came into my life, before I had a new revelation and a new attitude, as Pat LaBelle sang in that song, New Attitude, years ago. You know, being ready to share your life struggles, being ready to share your inadequacies, being ready to share your dreams, being ready to share your shortcomings, being willing and ready to share with others so you can help them not make the same mistakes that you've made. So walking to your greatness is being ready to share as well. And it's also being ready to receive. It amazes me how many people are so willing to share and give, but when it comes to receiving, they cannot receive. One time I had this person tell me, I said, look, I got your back. They said, no, I don't need you to have my back. I got your back. I just want to know what you're doing, but I don't need you to have my back. And I stood back and I said, why? It's amazing that this person can give, but they can't receive. But as you walk to your greatness, God's going to bring people across your path who will speak life into your life, who will help you to see some things that maybe you don't even see. As you walk into your greatness, be ready to receive. And when God brings people across your path, be ready to receive. Listen to what they're saying. Listen to what God is trying to speak to you through them. But be ready. Be ready anytime. You've got to participate. I was speaking with a gentleman tonight, and one of the points that he said to me was this. You've got to be ready to participate. You've got to be ready to participate in life. You've got to be ready to participate through the process. Go through your process. Go through your challenges. Work through your situations. Be ready to participate. Be ready anytime. Be ready to share, then be ready to receive. Because guess what? Someone might have a word that will spark, that God will use to spark something within you that will make you go out and do the things that God has called you to do. Be ready. Walk into your greatness. I have about 6 minutes left. And my last point, I'm going to bring it home in a minute. I'm just going to play this last song for the evening, and I hope you guys, this song is All Things Are Possible. It's from my title cut. Don't forget to check me out on iTunes. My official website is G-Wright Online, G-W-R-I-G-H-T Online.com. Don't forget to look me up on Twitter, G-Wright Love, Facebook, G-Wright, MySpace, G-Wright. sing. I'll be right back.
Life's been serving you some blows. Around every corner you see, thick clouds cover you in despair. You can't see your goal. You're about to lose hope. Well, don't give up. Don't give in.
Hey, this is G. Wright. I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was my song, All Things Are Possible. And I hope you guys enjoyed that. Tonight I've been talking with you guys about walking into your greatness. It's not just a saying. This is something that's for real, y'all. This is something that will change your life. I hope that something that I've that I've said to share with you tonight has changed life. Be the best you can be. Be unique. Be ready. Be a seeker of Christ and his kingdom. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Matthew 7:7 says, "Ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." I want to encourage you today that the key to walk into your greatness is to be a seeker of Christ in his kingdom. Seek Christ above and beyond everything, and you're going to walk into your greatness as you yield yourself to God and his plan for your life. God bless you. Look forward to seeing you this coming Thursday. We'll finish this discussion on Thursday from between 6 and 7. God bless. Have a great, great night. I'm going to leave you with Dan J. Butler, Another Day.
When I wake up in the morning and the sun shines across my face, I know the Lord, he's blessed me with another day. Oh, as I walk along my Christian journey, and I cross the stormy bay and raging sea, I know that he will keep me in perfect peace. Another day, another day, he has blessed me. Another day, another day. Just one more day, he has kept me. Oh, so no matter what I'm going through, I know my God will see me through. Another day, another day, another day, another day.